Tech of Sports, Episode 60, Jim McFarland of Flexar Sports. This week on the Tech of Sports, Jim McFarland. Netcast Studio produces great content you can listen to anytime online. Go over to netcaststudio.com and check it out. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. You can join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live. Join the chat room, listen to the show live, and then afterward you can download the show file the next day. Welcome everyone tonight. It's the day before Halloween, so we have a Tech of Sports here tonight, and we're going to talk about a real cool company and everything they have going on. But one product we're going to start out talking about in particular, a very cool water bottle. And water bottles have just been a big conversation over the last few years and a lot of competition in that marketplace. So Flexar has a great answer for people looking for a sports water bottle that's disposable and has a fully biodegradable liner. It's gives you fresh and clean water every time you use it. Great way to stay hydrated, and it's really aimed at, I guess, runners, hikers, swimmers, cyclists, and just people who are real active. And another cool aspect about it comes in six different colors, which all look great. And Jim, thanks for joining us tonight, and tell us a little bit about what you do for Flexar and a little about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. We are about a five-year-old company. Kind of got into this based on ourselves being athletes, saw kind of a void in the market for hydration equipment. I'm an avid runner, cyclist, triathlete, and got tired of the old stinky bottles and throwing those away, buying a new one every other week, and just dealing with the poor taste and the associated health issues. So we just started thinking, gosh, there's got to be a better way, a better mousetrap, per se. You know, so we started looking at the aspect of placing a liner in a bottle. And we knew that, you know, if we were going to do this, okay, they have to be very inexpensive to replace. And they need to be biodegradable, because we don't want to, you know, create a product that's adding more issues to the landfill. If anything, we want to help those issues. So we developed Flexar Sports, and the unique part about our products, particularly our bottles, is for one, they do use a patented liner concept. It is an option, so a customer, if he so chooses, does not have to use the liner. But we give you a little pin, because the bottle has a little vent hole in the side of it. So we give you a little pin to plug in it if you just so choose not to use it. But the great advantages to the liner are for an athlete or anybody that's active. You know, whether it be a walker, runner, you know, cyclist, team sports, anybody that's active, that, you know, we all have to drink. And it seems like it's so prominent nowadays that people are using things besides water, you know, the carbohydrate mixes, the protein mixes, you know, the Gatorades, any of those great products. What happens when you, you know, put them in a plastic bottle, and especially if you leave them in the back of your car overnight, or if you leave them on your bike or out in the sun? I mean, things turn sour in a hurry. They bacterialize sometimes within 24 hours. And when that starts happening, it becomes extremely difficult to properly clean the bottles. People think they're clean, but they're not. And then, of course, you've got the associated aftertaste with it. With our concept, you no longer have to deal with that. You just simply pull a liner, cost you about 9 cents, replace the liner. The liner is biodegradable and compostable, so we're not adding to the landfill issues. And you've got a brand new tasting bottle, not to mention a healthy bottle.
Jim, you're a triathlete. I've spoken with other triathletes, and I've also talked to weekend warriors. Weekend warriors kind of don't give water bottles a lot of thought sometimes, but the serious elite athletes do. The triathletes I've talked to do, and you know, if you ask them what their most important piece of equipment is during the race, some of them have told me it's not the bike and what they're wearing, it's their water bottle, and they can't live without it. So is this really aimed at the competitive elite athletes, or is this also good for your weekend warriors, your occasional hikers, bikers, that type of thing?
Gosh, you know, great question, and it's aimed at everybody. I mean, anybody that's active, you know, let's face it, when you're active, you're not going to typically take one of those, you know, hard tumblers with you because it's hard and it's kind of hard to drink out of when you're active and you drop it and they crack. So you turn to a sports type bottle, you know, something that's pliable. Ours is very flexible, pliable. Anybody that is active, whether they're hiking, walking, running, jogging, cycling, whether you're playing a team sports, I mean, we've got a lot of different, indoor court sports, field sports, hockey guys, soccer, using the product, absolutely loving it. And for some people, it's a huge health issue where they're really concerned about the health. Other people, they're not so concerned about that, but they are concerned about the taste. And that's one of the fantastic things. And for me, that's probably personally for me, one of the most important things is just the consistency of a new bottle taste. You know, if I put one mix in it, like, you know, an orange Gatorade, for example, tastes great. I love it. But then the next day I want water in it. I just want water. And guess what? The bottle still tastes like orange Gatorade, even after I wash it. So I love the fact that I can just drop a new liner in and have just a brand new tasting bottle each time. And not to mention, in the back of my mind, I know it's a lot healthier for me.
So are there current team sports, your football teams, maybe at any level, softball, baseball teams? You know how the trainers always carry out that rack with all the water bottles in it. Are Flexar bottles in those racks now at some places?
We're getting there. It's a super competitive market, and you're dealing with other vendors and people in the industry that have been doing it for 20, 30 years. So it's a big competitive market, but you know, it's a matter of educating people and just letting them know, hey, look, you know, there is a little bit better product out there, and this is why, you know. And some of the other benefits that I didn't touch upon earlier were, for one, I'd say probably 90% of all the bottles, maybe even 95%, are all made overseas now. They're all in China, Korea, wherever. Nothing wrong with that, but the problem is, you know, the controllability of plastics and substances that they use to build these things, there is no control. Ours are all made in California, USA, California. We are paying a heck of a lot more money for that, but we decided a long time ago, you know what, this is part of our whole movement. You know, we're going to keep this in the US. We're going to not be as profitable, but guess what? We're going to give you a BPA-free, 100% healthy, healthy product. And that's whether you use the liners or not. I mean, all the plastics we use are all BPA-free, and every component in the bottle is, you know, made right here in California.
Yeah, that's important. Made in America is important these days. And there's some retailers that like seeing that Made in America tag on it as well. I think that will ultimately, in the long run, help you guys. And I think that's great. Talk about the R&D a little bit on this particular bottle or any of your other bottles. How much time goes into developing a product? How do you test it? And then how do you determine to bring it to market?
Well, our slogan is, developed by athletes for athletes. That doesn't necessarily mean, like we talked about, that you have to be an athlete. But the development was by many, many athletes, including my entire family, myself, where, you know, we not only, you know, develop the product and manufacture it, but we use it every day. I mean, I am, like I said, an avid CrossFitter, runner, cyclist, hiker. I just love doing that kind of stuff. So I am, my family is all with me. And, so as you do those things, you know, you develop knowledge of, okay, well, what works better? What, you know, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. You know, we want something more squeezable, you know, things like that. You know, when you're taking, you know, 10 or 15 mile runs or hikes, you know, you realize that, gosh, you know, this needs to be this way or this needs to be that way. So that's kind of how the product has developed. And, as far as, distribution. We've brought on a lot of colleges. I don't have the list in front of me, but I think we have about 50 colleges now that we are licensed, and that is we're just coming about right now. Literally, we're getting more and more each day, and so that's going to enable us to go into the college schools, libraries, as well as online, and be able to sell, localized collegiate wear. And that's going to be a pretty nifty little venue for us there. So that's one of the ways we're working on distributing it. We also are in several different cycling shops, run shops. Of course, we sell online, and we're working on the distribution. Like I said, the distribution when you're in such a competitive venue is is always a challenge, but it just takes a little time to get there.
What about, is this in your business plan at all? And it's a huge market that a lot of times people sometimes discover by accident. It's kind of the when you play in a golf tournament or run a race, you get a bag of swag that all the participants get. This would be a really nice item for all the participants to get. Do you do some of that with maybe the sponsor's logo on it type thing, and it's given to the people like in that particular way?
Yeah, absolutely. We have done quite a bit of that. We've done just multiple golf tournaments, big PGA tournaments. We did a thing for the Boy Scouts of America. We do a lot of those. Anytime those opportunities are presented to us, whether we're selling it at a discounted rate with their logo or we're just simply donating it, yeah, we absolutely partake in that. And that's definitely, in our business plan.
What about also, this seems like it would have a good use, possibly military use for soldiers overseas or here stateside that need a clean bottle and that constantly need fluids. Is that also been talked about?
It has. And, what's funny is being out here in California, obviously we're by Pendleton, we have San Diego bases, so we have a lot of military. And some of the expos and the events that we've done, we are very, very well received by the military. And I had one sergeant said, you know what, all my boys need this because, what happens is they make them bleach their stuff. And he says the guys use too much bleach, and then the guys, have issues for the next couple of days. The bleach is not good for your system. And so there's other, there's benefits there. So yeah, absolutely. We're looking at that. And one of the other kind of interesting markets that we've become aware of that's kind of staring us in the face is the outdoor and hunting market. And I've had a couple of shows. I had a few hunters come by and go, wait a second, give me that bottle. And they were squeezing it as, because it has a little one-way valve, and they're going, oh my God, this is silent. All the other bottles I grabbed it make this big old squirting noise. This thing's silent. You don't know how good this bottle is going to be when I'm up on a tree post waiting for a deer to come by. I went, well, all right, you guys got to drink too. And so we've got a little momentum going in the whole outdoor market and a lot of interest in, that venue also.
That's a huge market. I just got back a week ago from covering the Bassmasters Pro Fishing in Mississippi, and all the anglers have all different types of water bottles and their own contraptions. And they, they're out on the water from 7 a.m. until 3, 4 in the afternoon. So that's really important for guys like that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. And once again, going back to the golf world too, I mean, that's, guys are out on the golf course all day, and you just can't drink beer out there all the time. You gotta eventually turn to get some water and some fluids. And it's one of the benefits of our bottle. It has the neoprene sleeve on the 21 ounce, which does twofold. One, it insulates the bottle very, very well. Two, we did that because when you are sweaty, the bottle it's got a much better grip on it with the neoprene. But the third benefit, which was pointed out to me to one of our golfer friends, was that he said, you know what, I got my nice brand new $20, $30 golf glove on, and I don't want to grab that water bottle and that's got all condensation all over it and get sure. my glove all wet. And he says, your bottle doesn't do that. It doesn't condensate because you've got the sleeve on it. And I go, yeah, that's an interesting point, So there's a lot of different little benefits to it.
Sure. And we're with Jim McFarland here from Flexar Sports at Golfers. I think this is an easy sell for those guys. They're real particular about things, and I think this is a natural market for you. But just sit back for a second here, Jim, and I'm going to take a quick break for Amazon.com, and it's almost the holiday shopping season, so you can use the affiliate link here at the studio, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for any and all of your shopping needs. We have two weddings coming up here in that my wife and I are attending. So Amazon is a great option for wedding gifts. A lot of people are registering their showers and weddings. They're registering on Amazon, so you know what they want now. And Amazon really gives you the best prices, delivers it right to your doorstep, worry-free. And by using that affiliate link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, it helps support the studio here at Netcast Studio and all the shows that it brings you, and award-winning, award-nominated shows. So it's It's important, and Amazon has been a great affiliate here at the studio. So netcaststudio.com/Amazon. Back with Jim McFarland of Flexar Sports. Jim's in California, and I'm here in Atlanta. So two places where it gets hot, and you really need to carry that water bottle around with you everywhere. And, you know, Flexar has these great products that allow you to do that. And, Jim, a couple of the bottle. How long will a bottle last? Is there a life to this if it doesn't get destroyed or run over, or is there a time where you would recommend retiring one bottle and going getting another one?
Well, you know, great question. With the liners, there's never any fluids that touch it. You're never putting the bottle. It's not necessary to put it in the dishwasher, wash it. You just flat don't have to wash the bottle. If you're using it with the liner, it's indefinite, you know, like you said, short of running it over or just, you know, just as bottles get abused and scraped, you know, eventually it might get a little boogered up and you might want something a little nicer looking, but, you know, it's an indefinite life. So, yeah, that's one of the benefits. And, you know, one of the other things we're trying to encourage people to be aware of, and this is the case with, you know, all reusable type bottles, but especially our product, is, you know, we're all victim to going in for the convenience, grabbing those, you know, crinkly polybicarbonate bottles that you buy at, you know, all the major, you know, warehouses, Walmart, Costco, wherever, just because it's convenient. And I'm guilty of it also. I mean, on a daily basis, I'm going to a volleyball tournament or something for my daughter, and, you know, I have one of those. But, you know, I'm aware of it constantly, and I really force myself to try to use the Flexar bottle. And I just go in, and I either will bring a larger jug with me, and then I'll just refill it on the spot and just put it back in the cooler. Or, you know, I'll just refill it in a filtered drinking fountain somewhere. But just trying to eliminate all that waste. Because problem with all those, you know, they don't biodegrade those bottles. The polybicarbonate bottles do not ever go away. And they are recyclable, but the very, very little of them are being recycled. So they're ended up in the landfills, or they're ended up in the oceans. It's a problem. It really, and I'm telling you, it's been going on for years, and it's becoming a real eyesore in a lot of areas. And so if people can go, you know, and you know, the facts of the matter are, out of those bottles, you know, they're crinkly, they're noisy, and every time you want to take a drink, you got to twist that cap off, take a drink, and if you don't put the cap back on, it tips over, it spills. You know, you use a bottle like ours that has an anti-spill, you know, it falls on its side. So what? You know, the water doesn't leak out, doesn't go anywhere, and you know, it's a lot easier on the road to just use one hand. You don't have to take your other hand and take the cap off. It's just in the car. It's a lot more convenient to drink out of. You know, it's a better mousetrap.
Great product, and you're helping. You're doing your part a little bit to help the environment. And like you said, it's a problem. All those water bottles ended up on landfills, and who knows where else they end up. So, Jim, we're here with Jim McFarland from Flexar Sports. Jim, tell the listeners how they can check out Flexar on the internet or social media, whatever's the best way for them to get information and maybe to order bottles or to see what else you have to offer.
Absolutely. Our website is one of the greatest resources for just looking at what we have, some of the causes we're passionate about. You know, we donate to a lot of charities, and we donate 5% of our, you know, gross profits. So or our gross sales, not our gross profits, unlike a lot of companies where they're just their profits. So we have a lot of charities that we're passionate about. We have a lot of other different products that are, you know, cycling related, running related. But the website is www.flexrsports, spelled FlexrSports.com. You can go there, and of course, that's a secure website, so you can purchase there. We are also very active on Facebook. Go to Flexar Sports on Facebook. We have a lot of different athletes that we sponsor and articles that we post, and, you know, just all related to hydration. And we are also selling on Amazon. It's a little difficult because of how busy it is on Amazon to find us, but we're there. You just, if you type in Flexar Sports, or you'll eventually find us, and we're there. All the products are available on Amazon.
Sure. And I don't say this to everybody, but, and I don't like using this word when it comes to websites, but your website is pretty, and it's very easy on the eyes to look at. I like that blue and green little color scheme you guys have going on, and it's a well done website, and it's also easy to find things on there if you want information on a bottle or any of your other products. And like you said, the different causes and the different things you're involved in, it's all right there in front of you.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, we're happy with it. It's you know, websites are always a constantly evolving thing, and we try to keep it fresh, and you know, we're always always looking for something.
And in addition to the water bottles, you guys have some accessories and apparel as well. The accessories, most of them, it looks like, are kits that would attach to bikes and allow you to take those water bottles, you know, with you in a mobile fashion. And then it looks like you have some jerseys and some sweatshirts on there as well. Is that something you guys are looking to do more of, or are those just kind of, you know, ancillary to help promote the water bottles and just kind of give you a little exposure?
Well, no, we sell the apparel and stuff just as, you know, for the exposure, and people have asked us. But some of the other stuff we have, like our cycling kits, our remote hydration kit, which works with the Flexer bottle, is a fantastic product. And that's probably our number two selling thing next to the bottles. And essentially what that is it's if you've got a bike, it mounts on your bike on the down tube, and it's a tube setup with a bite valve that goes up. And it connects to the bottles, and it allows you to hands-free drink. So you can just literally bend down, grab that thing with your teeth, and pinch the valve just like a Camelback type deal, where you just, you know, squeeze it, suck, and you get your fluid. And it's a great product, and we have a lot of triathletes that really enjoy that, but also just less experienced cyclists that are just, you know, maybe new to it, and they're uncomfortable reaching down to get that bottle because so many people have, you know, dropped it and run over it, and then it cannot turn out so good for you sometimes. So yeah, that's another great product. And then yeah, we have our neoprene running belts, which are, gosh, not just a running belt. I mean, they're just great for, gosh, going to an amusement park, carrying just your minimum stuff, your phone, your ID, and a little cash. I mean, they're great for all around things. They don't bounce. And so yeah, we have, you know, quite a few nifty little products. And there's always seems to be, you know, more coming as you think about things. You know, we always are constantly developing products.
Absolutely, and I think they look great, and it's great you offer those other little things as well for people. Jim, you're a small businessman, you know, like so many other people, and you're always fighting that battle against the giants in your industry. And do you guys have to? How do you look at that? Do you kind of have to stay better or different than the things that they do? They spend, you know, they have millions of dollars to spend in research and marketing, and you're doing it. I don't know if you're doing it on a shoestring budget or how you determine what you spend on that. But what do you try to do to stand out from the crowd?
Well, most definitely compared to some of the biggies out there. Yeah, we don't have ours is a pennies in a bucket compared to what they have for an ad budget. So yeah, we're a small company, and we have, you know, you have associated, you know, startup costs, and our molds are extremely expensive. And as I explained to you earlier, you know, we're not making the stuff overseas, so our profit margins are not as great. But, you know, what we do is it just takes a little more time for us. That's why, you know, we've been established for 5 years, but a lot of people haven't heard of us because we don't have these massive budgets to put full page ads in magazines or, you know, go on TV shows and things like that. But you know what? You just, you know, interviews like this with you guys, you know, giving us the opportunity to talk and tell about our product is fantastic for us. And I mean, it just allows us to share our passion for the product and then educate people as to why a simple thing as a water bottle can really make your day if you get the right product. You know, it could really change the way you think about drinking. And so it just takes a little bit more time, and we're going about it, I think, the right way, just feeling what we can.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing about, you know, people like you is this is how innovation happens so many times. It's, you know, a person with an idea that, you know, a big company has so much red tape and so many voices talking. What is the old saying? Too many chefs spoil the broth. And you are, you know, you're on the main lines. You're in the trenches, people say. And so you know what has a chance to work and what you like and what might work. So I think this is really where sports innovation and sports technology has evolved to. And I think it's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We agree.
What, What's next for FlexR, Jim? Can you give maybe what's anything new coming up in 2014 that you can talk about or entice the listeners a little bit with?
Well, we have a couple of things in the works. I can't, without blowing the whole thing, I can't really say a whole. I can't really say a whole lot, but it's definitely involves hydration, and it's going to be a probably a little retrofit to some existing things that are already out there. That's going to change the game on a lot. So we're developing and working on that, and just we're really excited about the collegiate market. I think it's going to give us a lot of exposure, and what's really nice, like I said, is just we're able to do just beautiful four color printing on these bottles and for the graphics. So we're unlimited on what we can print on these bottles, and that's what's really got a lot of these schools and some of the private practices. We've done everything from weight loss clinics to doctor's offices to, car clinics. And so, yeah, we're not limited with that at all. And we really have very little minimum quantities. So as little as 25 pieces and somebody can, be in business selling bottles.
Sure. I think the future is bright, and people's need to be hydrated is not going anywhere. So I think you're in a good market there, Jim.
I agree.
Give the listeners again the website, and if they have questions, how can they contact you, or what's the best way to get you, and then mention any other social media that you want to get out there.
Sure. Once again, the website is www.flexrsports.com, spelled FLEXR sports, plural.com. And all our contact information is on there. Unlike a lot of companies, we have our phone numbers, which go right to us. So you can call us if you'd like. You can email us. We never let any message go unanswered. So you're talking with an owner typically. So
that's imagine that.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about a small company. You call or you email, and guess what? It's me or my wife or my kid. I mean, it's a nice way to be able to handle things. And then once again, we're very active on Facebook. So visit our Facebook site, and there's links to that right on the website. And we like to keep that fresh, and we try not to be so self-motivating either. I mean, we like to post some just great articles on whether it be sports related or about a particular athlete or just about, hydration in general. We try not to be too self-preserving on that site.
You can be as you can pat yourself on the back as many times as you want, as far as I'm concerned, Jim.
So, well, thank you.
don't be too humble. You got a great product. So this is the show's called The Tech of Sports. So I always ask my guests one last question before we wrap up. What's currently the one gadget or piece of technology that you can't live without?
Oh, darn cell phone. That's it. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm like all the rest of you guys probably. That's probably it right there.
You have an iPhone, Android, or a Windows phone?
iPhone.
And you like the fact that it keeps you in the loop and connected at all times, but are there times that you wish you didn't have that phone on you?
There are, but, I'm not afraid to turn that thing on silent. So
it's good, man.
Yeah, you gotta take a break every once in a while. So
That's mainly when your daughter or your wife is calling you trying to ask you for money, probably.
Probably so, yes, exactly.
Jim, it's been great having you on, and appreciate what you have, what you're always working on and what you're trying to do for the environment and for people's health, and to make it easier to stay hydrated when we're being active and playing our sports.
And thank you, guys. Really appreciate, once again, you giving me the opportunity to, give our spiel and give our story. We appreciate it, and just thank you, and wish you guys the best of luck on your show.
Yeah, have a good rest of the year, Jim. We'll be watching you in 2014, and just hold on here while we wrap up. And thanks to Jim from FlexR Sports for coming on, and just want to let everyone know Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you, and you can go to netcaststudio.com, check out all the shows that are available, and also the podcast directory that's set up by the people at Netcast Studio. It's called Two Thumbs Up Media, and that's Two Thumbs Up Media. .com. So you can check that out and discover new shows, new content, and just really see what else is out there when it comes to the world of internet podcasts and internet shows. And also One of the Netcast Studio shows, Waves of Tech, the technology show, has been nominated for a podcast award, and voting on that will start November 1st. And the best thing to do if you're interested in voting for Waves of Tech, which is very deserving of this award, go to netcaststudio.com. All the information will be there on how to vote for Waves of Tech against some of the really big shows in the world of internet broadcasting. So you can start doing that November 1st. We'll remind you about that every week. So thanks to Jim, and thanks for listening. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.